Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I mean, Ian, as you said, he's coming along. He's kind of checking some of the boxes now to getting back towards the field. I would hope that that's, you know, a close to minimum stay, if not minimum stay. We'll see how it all plays out over the next few days. He has to continue to check those boxes, but, you know, he's putting the work in to make sure that he, you know, comes back, but comes back fully healthy. And same thing with Shota. You know, it's a little bit different when you got a pitcher. You got not only what he has to deal with in terms of getting his lower half ready and ready to be able to go do, you know, PFPs and things like that, but also has to continue to keep his arm healthy. And, you know, there's a little bit of deconditioning that happens when you're not able to throw on the mound, so they'll have to build him back up. So a little bit more time there. So we're going to, you know, be safe sure. with Shota for sure. But, you know, expect that it will get him back here soon, and can't wait to get him back in that rotation, that's for sure.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That's the voice of Carter Hawkins. You heard him on the pregame here on The Score, and he gave you an update on Ian Happ coming back soon. Didn't he say he'd be back by Tuesday?
I think he'd be back tomorrow.
And
he'll be back tomorrow.
And Shota might take a little bit longer, a couple more weeks.
Take your time. When you come back, stay back. You don't want to come back too soon if you're Shota Imanaga. And if you're the Cubs, you want him to be able to come back with the certainty that he's going to be in the rotation the rest of the year and that hamstring's not going to be something that acts up again. It always could, but you want to take every precaution because right now you're sitting here and, look, you miss him, but you're nine games over 500 and you're at the high water mark of your season. You're certainly not in a position where you want to rush your best pitcher back onto the mound.
Interesting text here. Guy says, Seiya looked pretty good in left field. Are the Cubs bringing up Shaw to see if he can see what he can do before the trade deadline to see if they need to go outside the organization? Is he implying that they could trade Seiya? Is that what he's implying there? Or is it just about figuring out you don't need to go get yourself a
I think those are two separate thoughts.
Okay.
I would assume
I don't think you should trade Seiya. That's what
I don't think you want to trade Seiya now.
He's doing too well.
What your conversation was like, what your situation was like before the season has changed because Seiya Suzuki has adapted and adjusted quite well to being a designated hitter.
Yes.
And you want him in your batting order being that dangerous. And certainly when he fills in at left field with that cannon, boy, you like that play that he made yesterday. Threw a strike from left field and threw out Mydroth in the first inning. That was great. I do understand why the question would be if you're bringing up Matt Shaw now to see what you have.
Right.
I think it's just a gimme. That's an understanding that if he doesn't produce in the next month, you probably have to go outside the organization.
You know what's interesting is the Cubs over the weekend. Okay. So now today we're talking about Matt Shaw because he's coming back and how the season started and what he did. But let's not forget you had the second appearance, the first start from Cade Horton, and he pitched well enough to make you feel like that's a guy that belongs. And he did a pretty good job.
I think he did.
Moises Ballesteros, let's not forget about him. He got his first hit in the major leagues over the weekend as well. So I think you're seeing some of this some of the prospects that we talk about kind of surging forward, there are still some good outfielders down there. There is still, I mean, I just think that when you start talking about the trade deadline, you know you've got enough players to go get anything you want.
You do. Moises Ballesteros not having the greatest cameo here. He's got one hit, and he's hit the ball hard. He's hit the ball right at people. He's grounded out to second way too often. I think what you see is a young hitter that has been a little bit over-anxious and has looked like you would expect maybe a 21-year-old making his major league debut to look. And it's a great experience for him, and it's a good job for the Cubs and an opportunity for them to get a look at him at this level. And now next time he comes up, because I expect him to go back, that
when's
he'll be better.
When's he going back?
When Ian Happ comes up.
Okay.
Probably need this is too easy of a exchange, and I don't think that Moises Ballesteros has done enough to justify keeping. And that's not anything other than maybe somebody who wasn't quite ready for
back to Iowa tomorrow. Is yeah, what you're telling me.
I think so.
Okay,
makes sense.
But he did take the trip to Miami, right?
Well, he probably because he if it's a right hander tonight, then he'll probably be in the lineup, okay. And I would keep him. You know,
what
let
if
him
he
swing
does something.
What if he does something? I don't think it changes your mindset.
I agree with you.
You don't want to be a prisoner of the moment, as you have accused me of being time and again.
I don't think it was an accusation. I think it was more of just an
observation. As you have correctly described me as being time and again.
But it was just an observation.
Edward Cabrera on the mound. Yeah, the right-hander Cabrera's for the Marlins tonight. So I think maybe you'll see Ballesteros, and then Ian Happ comes back. The bigger question might be, or maybe curiosity is, does Ian Happ come back and lead off? I know it's a small thing, but I do wonder, does it matter where he hits in the order to him? Is it a demotion because he got Wally Pipped essentially out of the leadoff spot? Because PCA has been so dynamic. And over the weekend, he went 8-for-14 against the White Sox. And the White Sox, you can't say, oh, it's the White Sox. They have good pitching. They just don't have anything else.
Yeah, it's the White Sox. Let's get to Ron. Our buddy Ron's on the south side. Hey, Ron.
Hey, guys. I'm gonna have two things to make. The second point is gonna be the real reason I called. But let me. Somebody asked earlier, would things be different a couple of weeks from now? It could be worse because first of all, the White Sox do not have a home field advantage. I heard Stone say yesterday what he has said on you all show all the time. That they don't have any power. And the Cubs are one of the top home run hitting teams. So guess what? It could be worse. This is the thing, guys. They're the same players for the most part. All that talk about is going to be different. If you don't have better players, you can have a good manager. But right now, at things that hope maybe with Colson comes, but right now it's not good. But can you all let me make a comment real quick, if you all don't mind, more personal. I was invited to the event Friday. Had some problems. I was immobile. I'm better now. Could move around. But the reason I had to call to thank you and look. I was this weekend talking like over 30 some years. I have never missed an event that the score has. Mother, you know, boys night out.
Oh yeah,
I went up to Milwaukee. I did everything. So I appreciate the score. And so if someone invites me to something, so guys, I thank you all for letting me get a little.
Ron, thanks, Ron. Yeah, you take care of yourself.
Feel better, and you're invited to anything you do, buddy.
Always welcome.
No, always.
Always welcome here.
I mean, Ron, such a good man.
Yeah, good guy. We had a good time on Friday. That was a great event.
You know,
Nuts on Clark did a terrific job of making everybody
incredible.
Well-fed and well taken care of.
And you made your popcorn, was great.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I was getting kernels of popcorn out of my mouth for a long time.
You need to floss.
I got to floss.
I mean, if you're going to be a big popcorn eater, you got to floss.
Yeah.
I don't mind. I don't mind saying the Nuts on Clark popcorn was exceptional.
It was unbelievably good.
Better than mine.
And I got a little bit of it and brought it home, and it was destroyed by the fam. And they gave those little bags out, and on the bottom of it were these chocolate-covered cashews. Might have been the single best bite of food I had over the weekend.
Oh, the chocolate-covered peanuts at Nuts on Clark are outstanding.
Cashews.
Cashews.
They also have, I think, chocolate-covered pecans. I had those ones from.
If they're putting chocolate on it, it's gonna melt in your mouth.
Good God, that's good stuff.
It was definitely good stuff.
You know, and Ron reminded me. I just wanted to say, you know how Stoney has this this kind of. He has a little bit of soothsayer to him.
Oh, he does.
And we all know that. And if you listen to him broadcast, if you watch the broadcast, you hear him say things that always come to fruition. And I can't wait to talk to him when we have him on again, because he said, I think it was the sixth inning, Jonathan Cannon comes out and they're turning over the lineup to the top of the lineup, and he talks about how important it is to get Birdie out, and he ended up walking Birdie. And then he said of PCA, this is the most important at bat of the game. And you knew that going in, and then PCA doubles, and that's the end.
That was it. That was the game.
But he
knew it. Steve Stone was on it.
He was on it.
As usual.
He knew it. Not that we all didn't know that that was going to be tough, but it was like he knew exactly what was going to happen, and he filled you in right as it was going to go on.
He's been.
Well done, Steve.
He's seen a ton of baseball.
He's
seen a ton of baseball in that ballpark. I wondered what it was like for him. Being back at Wrigley, I always wonder that, because he was such a fixture there for so many years. But when he said that yesterday, you kind of knew it was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was due. Jonathan Cannon was outstanding yesterday.
He's been very good lately. He went like 11 straight or something.
It was hypnotic the way that he was just going at it at the mound, and he was in his rhythm. And then
I told you he was pitching better, and I expected him to have a good outing.
And that was a good call. I remembered you called him the best pitcher.
I just thought
he was your guy.
Yeah, he was my guy
going
before
the
year began, and then I just thought he was going to be okay. But man, Stoney so on it, and I mean, like you know, you can sit back and say, but he always calls his shot. You know, that's what I love about him as a broadcaster, is that he's got this kind of mystical element of, you know, prediction of the future thing going.
Mm-hmm.
What a prognosticator.
He definitely can do that.
If only he'd give me a little more information on the Preakness.
That would have been nice. Journalism prevails. You don't say that very often anymore.
You never hear that anymore.
No. But Stoney, can he do something? Did he see the dust storm coming?
What was that?
Did he see the dust storm coming?
What the hell was the dust storm?
Steve.
I mean, what? Is it like, I honest to God, I heard our alarms went off.
Friday night.
And Friday night. Alexa was telling me.
I can tell you what time that happened.
And my daughter
was out
with the car.
It happened at 6:01. You know why I knew that? Because I was sitting there at Wind Creek Casino. We were doing the Chicago lead on CHSN. And we had our headsets in. And all of a sudden, at 6:06 minutes and 30 seconds, it goes off into my ear.
What is
the
that?
Alarm and the dust storm alert goes off in our ear. It's crazy. You're sitting there like, you're on television, and this crazy piercing shriek.
But I mean, like,
what happened?
What I'm just saying, like the Great Depression hit all of a sudden.
It was
the
a
whole
dust
Midwest
storm.
Got wiped out. Yeah, I mean, I've heard
it
of sandstorms in the
this was dust.
Middle East. What dust? Clean your house.
Did we ever get an explanation?
Stop all the spring
Tyler
cleaning.
Tyler Farrigal, do we have an explanation? Did you ever get an explanation for the dust storm?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no explanation.
Because no.
I don't understand. How does that happen in Chicago?
We
had a tornado?
It was the weirdest thing that I've heard in a while. I mean, I don't know where that came from or how that happened, and we're going to have to look into it. I forgot to go research it because I was just like, dust storm?
You know what?
It just made no sense.
I know it's not logical, but it might have been.
It was coming from across the plains or something. It was like, it wasn't from here.
Imagine if you're Beyonce. You come to town for four nights.
They had to delay her concert, right?
People kept saying that she created all this mess. There was a tornado. There was a dust storm.
I mean, come on. Beyonce's here for four nights. Two of them were impaired by natural weather happenings.
Friday, it was like 76 degrees, and then it was like, this morning, it was in the
40s. It's 42 degrees outside this morning when we got into the car.
Yeah. So
is she still here?
Yeah. What the hell's going on?
Is it Beyonce's fault?
What is with this weather jump? I mean, can't we just get to the weather and
it'll
stay
settle
there?
Down as soon as Beyonce leaves town. I think we'll get back to a normal.
It is her fault.
It must be.
Okay.
There's no other way to explain it.
Does this somehow connect to Diddy? I mean, what the hell's happening?
No, stop.
I'm sorry. I'm wondering.
You just brought up Kanye this morning.
I didn't.
Now you're on to Diddy?
You were quoting Gandhi.
I was quoting Gandhi.
And I mistook what you said.
You thought I said Kanye.
Well, I just...
Gandhi sounds nothing like Kanye. It was before your caffeine kicked in. So you heard Kanye. I said Gandhi.
Kanye's been
on
my mind.
An eye for an eye makes a whole world blind.
Yes. It sounds more like Gandhi than Kanye, to be honest.
Will you tell Ozzy? How about Ozzy? Will you tell him that?
I drill him.
Yeah, he wants to drill everybody. That's old school baseball. It's 2025, Oz. I love Oz. I'll see him tonight. We'll have a conversation about it. It'll be fun, but that wasn't the time to be drilling PCA.
Someone says here it's from the newly tilled, implanted farm fields.
Really?
Planting just finished and a lot of loose soil. So, therefore, we deserve some horrible wind gust.
With due respect, they're like, yeah. With due respect for 815 Texter, I grew up around some newly tilled and planted farm fields a lot. I never saw a dust storm like Friday night.
I think it's fair to blame it on Beyonce.
I think I'm going to. I think that makes sense.
It's the only thing that is different.
Because Thursday night, if you recall, she delayed her concert.
Yeah, there was
rain. 3 hours.
Was there not? Something happened.
Yeah, my wife went to that one, and I had to pick her up. The show was over at 1:30, so I had to pick her up, drop her off, come back here.
Would you just come right here?
Just come right here.
You did?
Yep, I remember that.
Your husband of the year.
That's pretty good.
Can't have her out there stranded.
You know, here's what you do.
Oh, my gosh.
You say to her, take an Uber. Take an Uber.
Ubers were picking up, right? They couldn't get on.
No, there was no Ubers. They kept reconnecting, so I had to go get her.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
You did that on Thursday night, and you showed up Friday, and you were fresh as a daisy.
At our big show, yeah.
Yeah, you were at
show.
The big show, chomping on popcorn.
He was chomping away.
And hitting the button when it mattered. It's great stuff.
Man.
Let's get to John. John's in LaGrange. Hey, John.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, John?
How are you guys?
Good.
I talked to you guys before. I appreciated reading your columns growing up. So kudos like that. But I wanted to talk about PCA and pumping the brakes a little bit.
Uh-oh.
It sounds a lot like Louis Robert. I mean, I bleed Cubby Blue, but it's been a privilege to grow up around two teams in Chicago and be around Chicago baseball. But
we're getting over the top on PCA, and when there's a bounce back, you're going to think that he's going to turn into Luis Robert Jr.
Yeah, thanks, John. I mean, it's a fair
concern. Thing to point out.
We do get carried away. PCA did have the kind of weekend that makes that easy to do.
Prisoners of the moment.
We can be, but when he is producing chaos anytime. Come on.
I know, that's a little carried away.
You got to give us a break here, John.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a player like this since when?
Luis Robert Jr.
Since Javi.
For the Cubs, no question.
Yeah, since Javi.
Yeah.
The most exciting player since Javi.
We compared him to Javi.
Luis Robert Jr. 2 years ago had 38 home runs.
Yep.
And that justified all the hype.
If he could do that now, they'd be able to trade
him. If he did that last year, something happened last year, and I don't know what. And something changed in him. He looks broken as a player.
Yeah, he doesn't look
I don't know what he needs. Maybe it's a change of scenery.
He had a terrible weekend.
Terrible.
Did he have one hit? I think he got a late hit.
Mully, he just doesn't look like the same player.
No, he doesn't.
And it's a shame because he's got all that natural talent. And I have to wonder this. Now, there was an extra base hit that went off his glove.
Yeah.
I thought to myself, PCA would have caught that.
Well...
PCA would have caught that.
Robert would have caught that
two years ago.
Yeah,
that's what I thought too. Because he's a guy that has taken a step backward and continues to go in the wrong direction. Unfortunately,
wow.
By the way, here we go. 312. First dust storm since 1934 in Illinois.
I mean, like I said, where's that coming from?
Sorry, I'm obsessed with this dust storm thing.
The dust storm was the most annoying and curious thing that's happened in a while.
It moved up from central Illinois north on I-55.
It took the highway?
Well, how else would it get here? Back roads?
I don't know.
The dusty back
sounds
roads.
Sounds like it must have been a big vehicle.
It was the great dust storm of 2025. It lasted long enough. How many people, how crowded were the car wash lines on Saturday in Chicago? Everybody needed a car wash.
I didn't bother.
So you still got the dusty?
No, I do. I mean, normally I have a garage, but my garage door broke now that you bring it up. So thanks.
Tough weekend, man.
It was a rough
one. Socks get swept and your garage door breaks.
My wife called me and that's she's rough. Like, I need your help out in the garage. And I'm like, what could I possibly do in the garage? Help me bring the door down.
Only thing worse would have been if you would have gone to the Beyonce concert.
I thought about it.
I'm sure you did.
But Brandon wouldn't pick me up.
All right, we're going to shift gears. We're going to go.
Yeah.
Bears had a big statement on Friday about the Arlington Heights project, and we'll talk to Mark Gannis.
We'll do that next. Mully and Haw on the score.
Hey, buddies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes, my goal still remains to be able to, you know, to move dirt around in 2025, which is important.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. That is Kevin Warren, the Bears president, and the idea is to get that stadium going. And who knows more about that than our friend Mark Gannis, Mr. Sports Core. He has done it all, been there, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Always great to talk to you guys.
Well, we got news now. The Bears on Friday told the Chicago Tribune, I think they were the first to report it, that they have now solely put their focus on Arlington Heights as the spot for the new stadium. So I think we all understood that was coming. We all felt the shift. But now the question of what does that mean and when does it start? Will they have dirt moved by the 2026 year?
I think so. We're in the spring of 2025. They could be in the ground in earnest by the end of this calendar year, or the early part of 26. It takes a little while to mobilize all forces to get the financing in place, to get the design drawings done. Kevin is a very meticulous person when it comes to planning such things. I remember seeing the binders that he had for the Minnesota Stadium in his office, and he is a person who plans. He is a person who researches, and you know the old line: measure twice, cut once. He measures three or four times before he cuts, and that pays big dividends down the road in a major construction project like this.
So, Mark, we know about the Bears and the school district tax hurdles they had to clear, and that was accomplished. And now there seems to be another part tied to potential legislation because of the tax certainty they're seeking in relation to the mega project, I think is the way that they're phrasing it now. But I just wonder if you could help us understand what that entails, what that is ahead for that potential legislation, and what it could mean.
Well, when you have a project that is this significant, doesn't matter if it's a stadium project or a $3 to $5 billion major development, there are things that you look for the government to come in and participate or at least give you certainty about. The Bears are going to look for the same kind of thing. That is the standard operating procedure that any project of this size would look for. And so that entails wanting to get tax certainty, wanting to hopefully get some infrastructure enhancements to allow people to get in and out of the site better, allow the development of the site to go forward more efficiently. And there's been talk that maybe Chicago legislators would hold that up in Springfield or cause problems at Cook County. And you got to hope that that doesn't happen, because that'd be very myopic. The Bears gave it a good shot in Chicago. There just wasn't interest in Springfield to do it. Give them credit for the effort that they made. They tried, and it just wasn't able to get done. So don't hold that up, and don't be so myopic, and just do the normal things that a state and a county would do to help a major project like this go forward. The county is still going to get all the taxes it would have gotten had it been in the city of Chicago, the stadium been in the city of Chicago. The city will not, but then, the city can work on with the state on how it's going to help pay off the rest of the Soldier Field bonds that remain outstanding when the Bears no longer are there, because the tax can still continue on the hotel motels that were passed for the White Sox Stadium and the Bears Stadium. So there's a deal here to be had. It's not over yet. The White Sox still are at play also. But one would hope that they'll look at it the right way, the way government officials should look at it, and not be too selfish or myopic, and just do the things they normally do. Don't go out of the box too far, and that'll help get this whole project done properly.
That's good information, Mark. I hadn't thought about the city trying to slow it down. We know they're running out of time in Springfield in terms of this legislative calendar. Do they have the tax certainty they need from the school systems? I thought that was a limited agreement. Is that going to be a long-term one? Are they okay with that stuff?
I don't believe that has been completed yet.
Right.
That's a pre-development agreement. That's okay. Until everything is finished. Meaning it's not a post-development agreement, post-construction agreement. So that still has to be worked out. And some of that would need to be worked out with the state also to give them certain designation that would allow the mega project to be able to be treated in a certain way for tax purposes. Recognize, guys, that stadiums and arenas generally around the country do not pay property taxes. because they're generally paid for and owned by the government, by a governmental entity. This will be different because the stadium's going to be paid for by a private entity. One would think that that is such a great advantage for the city, state, and county that they would at least be helpful on a property tax basis going forward.
Mark, how significant do you think it is that, according to this latest report, the Bears are planning to or willing to pay for the stadium and then seek the help from the state for providing the infrastructure improvements necessary for the entire project to be pulled off?
Very significant. That makes this project very similar to, for example, SoFi Stadium, where the team paid for the entirety of the stadium, but there were infrastructure improvements that the local government participated in, where the team paid for the cost of acquiring the land. And the so most of the costs then, the lion's share of the costs being paid for by the team for land acquisition, for construction, and just some infrastructure improvements being sought. That was kind of the deal that very similar to the deal that the Patriots received. That is a generous deal. Look at the deal that just got approved or got signed. It still has some steps to go to in Washington, D.C., a comparably sized city. There is about $1.25 billion would be expected to come from the government in addition to the land that the government owns. Here, the Bears are not asking for that $1.25 billion, and they're not asking for the land. They paid for the land themselves, and the Bears are saying they'll pay for the entirety of the stadium themselves. This is a fantastic deal for the government. They should grab it with both hands and not be not sit on the sidelines on this one. This is not this is not a 50-50 deal. This is a very favorable deal for the government. If it weren't for the local politics kind of part of it, that some people may have their noses at a joint because they'll be leaving the city of Chicago but staying within Cook County.
Yeah, I wonder about the appetite for spending any money in Springfield. You know, they shot down the idea of anything, any help downtown, and now I'm with you on what the benefits are. And you've got to get better ins and outs, and you got to figure. I don't know. Do you need to redo that metro station that was there already? Is there for when Arlington was there? And it's it's an easy trip from downtown. But I just don't know about the appetite to how much needs to be helped. This is a monster project. There's so much. It's not just the stadium. It's everything around there.
Right. These are the kinds of things that the state would do ordinarily. Let's say that this was going to be a major corporate campus. This is the kind of thing the state would do to help attract a major corporate headquarters or regional headquarters to come to that region. The state has a business development money in its budget. It hasn't stopped doing its normal routine activities. It has infrastructure money in its budget. It's just, where does it apply those dollars? So this is not something that the state doesn't do as a matter of course. This is something the state does do as standard operating procedure for any project, but for certainly any $4 to $5 billion type of development project. That's why I say and recognize that any kind of road improvements that get done right, are going to be there for the public to use 365 days a year. It's not going to be segregated just to be used for the Bear Stadium. And that's another thing to keep in mind. And that's something that the state does all the time.
So Arlington Heights has a new mayor, Jim Tenaglia, and he has been very open about not only welcoming the Bears, but inviting the White Sox, wanting to build the Sox Park on the same grounds. I just wonder, I referred to it last week as a fun idea, but a little bit of a distraction. How do you view his invitation to the Sox to build a park there?
That's a great way to put it. Fun idea, distraction. Once this deal gets finalized, And one could argue they could, the White Sox could actually deal with it today after the announcement. The focus on the White Sox should be very, very clear at the state level, because though the Bears were never going to leave the region, the White Sox could if a deal does not materialize right for them. And that's a very different situation. That could be a massive loss to the city and the state if that occurred. So the tax money, that hotel motel tax that both teams were looking at now, you're looking at that being just for one team, because that's just within the city of Chicago. So if the team stays within Chicago, you can see how that could then be used to help the White Sox. Where would that project go? Is that is the 78 back on the table again?
Right.
That was a great site, especially with the development they were talking about doing. Would the White Sox look to the western suburbs again? Would they look to the northern suburbs? It is hard to imagine a scenario where the White Sox, now having no other team competing with the hotel motel tax with them, leaving the city of Chicago and that tax source, since it's already applied. What does that mean in terms of how much does it buy, and where would the project go? This is where, there were some good ideas floated out there, the 78 being one, which I personally thought was a fantastic idea. Should come on the table. But yeah, I think it's a fun distraction. If the White Sox ever chose to leave the city itself, especially now without having the big local broadcast deal that was a major attraction before, but no longer is because of the way regional sports networks are declining, I think you have to start thinking that if you're the ownership of the White Sox, you have to start thinking about whether Chicago is in your long-term future as a region, and maybe Nashville or another place is more of a possibility if the city and state don't come together and help you build a new stadium.
How quickly would that happen?
Well, the White Sox have got the luxury of time. That building has been it has been maintained very well. So they have the luxury of time, but their lease comes up somewhere around 2030 also. Mm. I've forgotten the exact date. So it's the kind of thing that needs to get done now. I mean, and Jerry is ready, willing, and able. Look, I've had the pleasure of being able to spend a little time with him recently. And, we've had a lot of discussions in politics these days about, people who are in their 80s. And whether, where they are cognitively. Let me tell you something. Jerry Reinsdorf is as sharp as he has ever been. This man is brilliant. He's, 88 years old now?
Right.
And he is so sharp, so smart, so on top of things. This is the guy you want to do a deal with. He's done it before. He's done it multiple times before. He's the guy that can get things done. That's the guy they should be working with right now.
Great stuff, Mark. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mark.
Anytime, fellas. Always great to talk to you.
Mark Gannis from Sports Court. This lease with Rate Field, guaranteed Rate Field, expires after the 2029 season.
Okay.
So that's your timetable.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Okay. Listen, there's so much to get to. There's so much to talk about. And Mark is such a great resource to go to on this stuff. I think that's a really interesting point that the Bears are now out of the, you still got to pay for Soldier Field. There's a lot of money left on that.
2033, the lease through then. Yeah. Let's talk about the domino effect when we get back.
Okay, we'll do that next. Mully and Hall on the Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
God really kissed downtown, you know, Chicago with that lake front.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Ugh.
That was Kevin Warren, yep. Obviously, with a famous quote.
Famous.
Big weekend in terms of the ramifications of the Bears issuing a statement on Friday, kind of repositioning themselves in the stadium project, recommitting, if you will, to Arlington Heights. We have both heard and talked to people that said it would not be a huge surprise if the Bears have some kind of ceremonial groundbreaking this summer to begin the project at Arlington Heights, a step away from the city. Just talk to Mark Gannis, though, which I think he talked about the potential ripple effect of that decision.
Yeah.
The White Sox, who have been invited to join the Bears in Arlington Heights by the new mayor, Jim Tenaglia, don't think that's very realistic. But Mark did say that maybe the Sox would look at the 78 and reignite that conversation or restart those talks if they have stalled at all. We don't know. But would make sense now, because if the Bears leave Chicago, the White Sox would have a lot of the focus and a lot of the funds available to build the project, with Related Midwest being part of the project as well in the South Loop at the 78, and they would be the anchor tenant.
Am I the only one when I hear the whole kiss the lakefront thing, and am I the only one whose mind goes back to whatever that weird dog and pony show was at Soldier Field, where they were announcing their plans and they were going to rebuild there and we were going to have the hotel and the whole that weird thing that included, like, starting with a prayer?
It was quite a show.
It was
showy and ostentatious.
Like this epic presentation, yeah, of this elaborate plan.
Pomp and circumstance.
A lot of pompous in circumstance, if I could.
I use that word intentionally.
I know.
Where
you
does
did.
The pomp come from? What's the origin of that? So I think when you look at, again, the amount of wasted time and money, misdirected time and money, squandered, whatever you want to look at it, you don't know. Maybe this is all necessary to create the leverage necessary to get your deal done in Arlington Heights. Well, that's the way they would argue it,
yeah,
I suppose.
I'm sure what we'll hear is that they couldn't get the tax benefit that they needed, the real estate tax benefit, and that the threat to stay in Chicago forced the hand of the people of Arlington Heights. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's what the private conversation is. I don't know how accurate that is, but I'm curious. We've got a caller. Thomas is on the line. He wants to push back a little bit. Thomas, you're on with Mully and Haw.
Good morning, gentlemen. Big fan.
Thank you.
I was driving into work just after getting our asses waxed by the Cubs, and I'm thinking, I don't want to hear a word about Jerry Reinsdorf's brilliance. You better take that financial jargon talk over to Fox Business or something. We're talking baseball here, and we look like a pathetic little league-level team. And if you're going to sit here and talk about how brilliant this guy is because you got some exposure and you were close to him for a few minutes, just take his boxer shorts out of your throat and let's get our Monday started. Have a good week,
yeah.
Boys.
Thanks, Thomas. Yeah, I understand the timing of the Sox getting beaten over the weekend would make you feel less enthusiastic that Jerry is as sharp as ever. I can understand that.
Yeah, I brought up the Sox project, though. I asked the question, yes. In fairness. I mean, I brought Mark Gannis
and
into
wonder,
the Sox because
David,
I do think the domino effect is significant if the Bears leave Soldier Field and create an opportunity for the Sox to take advantage of those funds. And because of the infrastructure necessary, it makes sense to try to look around. If the 78 meant something a year ago, it means even more now to the Sox future.
Yeah, the 708 is very interesting. Is there any possibility? I mean, what are we talking about with Soldier Field? Is there any possibility of maybe having a stadium down there or maybe converting Soldier Field to Sox Stadium?
Could you play baseball there?
I don't know. I mean, I would say ostensibly no, but I just wonder how that would work. What are they doing with the building? I also wonder
logistically how
would
the
Michael Reese site, David?
Is that wide enough for a baseball? It probably could be.
I don't know.
The footprint would not necessarily be as large as it would be for a football stadium, I would think. Maybe it's a potential. Have they already ruled that out?
I'm just saying.
To revisit some of these things if this is indeed the direction they're going to think about going or consider. They haven't even ruled out the Arlington Heights invitation. They haven't really rejected that. I doubt they RSVP.
Yeah, I don't think they're.
I don't think they're looking for it.
Bruce Levine joins us next. We're back to baseball, Cubs, Sox, and what it means moving forward. Mully and Haw on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.